Yes, General.
First of all, Mr. President, I want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Well,
you bet. I hear you're going to get a chance to go to your home and enjoy it. It'll be on a wonderful occasion.
I want to, but I'm afraid I've got problems with my steel strike and my maritime strike and my space boys. I don't know whether we're going to stop them or let them go another day. And I wish you were here to make these decisions.
Well,
I want to tell you something I heard that ought to please you. On my birthday, one of the great men in this country, and I won't quote his name because you think he's sucking up to both of us, but one of the men I respect most, and that you do, told me that he had just come back from the Middle West, and the best thing that happened to his country was that he picked up from a number of his business associates their comment and the confidence they had that the president would counsel with President Eisenhower and would try to get his advice.
Well, that's very nice.
So,
I want to tell you another thing, sir. Admiral Rayburn was just here.
Yes.
And of all the things he had to tell me, the one thing that I want to tell you that I applaud is your support of this program they've developed out there in Southeast Asia for propaganda, you might say, indoctrination, and the protection of people in their rights and against these raiding crews. I think that scheme, he tells me that he's allowed 40 million, I think, in Vietnam, something in Laos.
Yeah.
All of that is, I think, is that money is the finest money that you've just allocated that I can think of.
Well, I'm so glad to hear it. I've also tried to pursue more, and if you ever have the time, I don't want to bother the pester you've given all you deserve to give, but I want the new group in USIA that we have tried to reform by taking the Kennedy people out and putting in others. I've got one, General Sarnoff, and different ones. I want you to see them, and I have repeated to them as near as I could what you said to me and McNamara at the cabin room that day. And they have gone up, and they are putting in extra transmitters. They're actually going to put a television station on the air where the people out there can know of the work that their own soldiers are doing and can applaud it. So, well, they're just going to put them up in the villages, put a big screen in them, and the Japan, I think, is going to contribute to the television sets. So it all comes out of your feeling that if we don't get the morale of the people, we can't ever win anything.
And then I talked to him about his coordination, and he said he set up a pretty good conferring group that worked on that pretty well. Well, he seemed to be pretty confident about those things.
The liberals have attacked me a little bit for putting Rayburn in, but he was quite a success with the Polaris, and he was a stable fella, and he had good many of the qualities you and I like in people. Good horse sense.
I was impressed.
Well, they have hammered at me for having a military man, the Post and the Times, but...
once in a while, you know, a man's fortunate in his enemies. Now, when you take a man who is so dedicated and capable as Rayburn or a number of these other servicemen you've used, who have no axe to grind, no chance of getting rich or any great acclaim, they just are doing... just to want to do some work for their friends, I'll tell you won't make many mistakes, sir. And I would like the criticism of such people as that.
Well, I've observed one thing, Mr. President, about the military people that is different from nearly everybody other group you see. If you tell them that their country needs them, that's all you need to say. They just come on and do it. That's true with the... Now, McNamara said he just had hell getting good pasture, third star. And I said, well, that's the finest thing happens, and I won't look forward to the day. I won't see good pasture chief of staff. I just think he's one of the competent men, and that's the first thing you told me. Now, I brought in this McKee over at the Air Force to try to help us get straightened out on this waste of some of these idealistic visionaries on these... a supersonic thing, and he's been letting contracts for 25 years, and he's just a competent man. He retired. I said, the country needs you, and he just clicks his heel and said, when the country needs you, Commander-in-Chief says so, he does it. The rest of them won't argue about how much they're making and why they can't leave their wife and so forth.
Oh, sure.
Military man doesn't do that. He wants to, if his country needs him, he's ready to go. You take
No one will ever know how badly I hated to go to NATO in.
I'll tell you one thing I've got a problem with. I sure wished I could get some little help, and I guess I oughtn't to. I don't want to shove it, but I mentioned it once before. You remember you talked to me about a certain young man, and he's given me lots of problems. You told me about what he's doing to your foundation and the other administration he was kind of running it. Now, he's getting ready to make a tour over the country, and he's shown a little unhappiness, and he says that I listen to Dirksen too much, and I listen to other groups too much, and Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
You remember you told me the first week you were in some of the problems that you thought I'd have with him and created.
So the first day I saw.
That's right. And so that's an accurate prediction. Now, he's getting ready to go off on a big tour to Latin America, and he's going to tell them that, what we've done in the Dominican Republic and other things. Not right. He's already criticized us now. The poll shows that about 85 to 10 approve what we've done, and we've tried to save that to that country. I just wish there's some way that we could blow it up and puff it up and take a nice jet airplane and take whoever he wanted and get Milton to visit the five or six capitals in a week as my special representative before this other thing occurs, so I could have I either have to do that or I have to get Rusk, and the Rusk Rusk is not as well known and not as well recognized and really not as well liked among them. And if I can't get him, I'll have to get the vice president, and I have problems there. I don't know what he'd commit him to. Now, Milton understands him, and he's gone over the whole Dominican Republic.